This is American Roots with an encore presentation of our tribute to the Man in Black.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
From American Roots in New Orleans, it's 2 hours about the life and music of Johnny Cash, including folk songs and rockabilly anthems, country tunes and gospel preaching, pop novelties and protest songs. All these styles and song from nearly 50 years of recordings, plus conversations with the Man in Black himself, as well as fellow travelers and musicians, his sister Joanne, daughter Roseanne, and son John Carter Cash.
My father had a way of exposing himself to the world and not losing his dignity.
He loved being Johnny Cash. He just did. That was such an adventure to him.
Part of that adventure was one of a country boy who came to Memphis, Sun Records, 1956.
Hey, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Well, I asked him while he shined my shoes how'd he keep from getting the blues. He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag, and then he said, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine, it'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right, he took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get rhythm. When you get the blues.
Get Rhythm, Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two, back when they were just getting their rhythm together. The tale about the shoeshine boy who used his rag popping to drive the blues away. One of the many poetic vignettes that Cash became famous for. A good story with a good beat. In his rich, muddy stream of music, my favorite Johnny Cash tune takes you right past the Arkansas farmlands where he grew up and on down to New Orleans. And Johnny's daughter, Roseanne, likes it too.
Big River, I think, is one of the greatest American songs ever written. You can go over that song again and again. You could do a course on that song. Baton Down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, Roll It On. I mean, it's Shakespearean.
Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky, and the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and
and I followed you, Big River, when you called. St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found her trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and then she went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough. Dump my blues down in a gulf. She loves you, Big River, more than me. Now I taught to weeping willow how to cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears that I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, Big River. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die.
Johnny Cash singing his 1957 song, Big River, on American Roots. Cash was born in the tiny town of Kingsland, Arkansas in 1932. By the age of four, his parents Ray and Carrie Cash had moved the family to Dyess, Arkansas, not far from Memphis along the Mississippi River. Dyess was built as a government resettlement program for troubled farmers during the Depression. The Cashes and 300 other families worked the land, picking cotton. Johnny's younger sister Joanne Cash Yates remembers early life in Dyess.
Mama would prepare a large country breakfast, you know, early in the morning for us. By sunup, we were finished breakfast. Then out to the fields, chopping cotton in the spring, and the hot summer days of being out in the sun. Now, Johnny was absolutely the best cotton picker in the world. 200 or 300 pounds of cotton a day. Johnny was a very hard worker. And I remember as a little girl him humming and singing, not loud, but under his breath. He would hum and sing just gospel songs and go 90-0 down those cotton rows.
I got cotton in the bottom land. It's up and growing, and I got a good stand. My good wife and them kids of mine, gonna get new shoes come picking time. Get new shoes come picking time. Every night when I go to bed, I thank the Lord that my kids are fed. They live on beans 8 days a night, but I get them fat come picking time. Get them fat come picking time.
A bit of Johnny Cash singing in 1958 about his early days. In a 1997 interview with Terry Gross for the program Fresh Air, Cash recalled the imprint his hard-working parents left on him.
My father was a cotton farmer first and rode the rails in boxcars, going from one harvest to another to try to make a little money picking fruit or vegetables. Did every kind of work imaginable, from painting to shoveling to herding cattle.
Last Sunday morning when they passed the hat, it was still nearly empty back where I sat. But the preacher smiled and said, "That's fine. The Lord'll wait till picking time. The Lord'll wait till picking time."
When I was 16, my father and I cut wood all day long, and I was swinging that crosscut saw and hauling wood. And when I walked in the back door late that afternoon, I was singing, "Everybody gonna have religion and glory, everybody gonna be singing a story." I sang those old gospel songs for my mother, and she said, "Is that you?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And she came over and put her arms around me and said, "God's got his hands on you." She called it The Gift. And she was determined that I was going to leave the farm and do well in life. And she thought with The Gift I might be able to do that. So she took in washing. She got a washing machine in 1942, as soon as they got electricity, and sent me for singing lessons for $3 per lesson. And that's how she made the money to send me.
I got a crib full of corn and a turning plow, but the ground's too wet for the hopper now. Got a cultivator and a double tree, a leather line for the haw and gee. Let the thunder roll and the lightning flash, I'm doing all right for country trash. I'm saving up dimes for a rainy day. I got about a dollar laid away. The wind's from the south and the fishing's good. Got a pot belly stove and a cord of wood. Mama turns the leftovers into hash. I'm doing all right for country trash. I got a Mackinaw and a hunting dog. A cap that I ordered from the catalog. A big tall tree that shades the yard. A big fat sow for the winter's lard. Let the thunder roll and the lightning flash. I'm doing all right for country trash. Well, there's not much new ground left to plow, and crops need fertilizing now. My hands don't earn me too much gold for security when I grow old. But we'll all be equal under the grass. And God's got a heaven for country trash. God's got a heaven for country trash. I'll be doing all right for country trash.
Johnny Cash's modestly ironic song, Country Trash, from the CD Solitary Man, part of his remarkable late-in-life series of American recordings that we'll hear more of next hour on this American Roots special devoted to the man and his music. As a young boy, Johnny Cash experienced great hardship, including the loss of his closest brother, Jack, in an accident at the local mill. Cash biographer Michael Streisguth believes that the adversity of his boyhood gave Cash an appreciation for the difficulties of life faced by others.
I think he realized how close the family came to falling off the edge of the earth, that a flood could wipe out everything that a farmer had worked for a decade. And he knew what the dramatic moments were in a farmer's existence, and then by extension, any working man's existence. I think he saw the drama in that and saw that that would make interesting songs. He lived through the 1937 flood that engulfed the farmland all around him in Dyess, Arkansas. They left, and just for all they knew, they were going to have to start over from scratch. We see that in 5 Feet High and Rising, that there's also some hope there, that perhaps we're going to get out of this, but it's going to be close.
How high's the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. Well, we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising. How high's the water, Mama? 5 feet high and rising.
How high's the water, Papa? She said it's 5 feet high and rising. Well, the rails are washed out north of town. We gotta head for higher ground. We can't come back till the water goes down. 5 feet high and rising. Well, it's 5 feet high and rising.
Johnny Cash with an autobiographical account of the 1937 flood. After high school, Cash left Dias and spent 4 years in the Air Force as a radio operator stationed in Germany. On leave in San Antonio, he met his first wife, Vivian Liberto, at a skating rink. In 1954, he and Vivian moved to Memphis. Cash worked as a door-to-door appliance salesman. Johnny's brother Roy, an auto mechanic, introduced him to two men working at his shop. They would come to be known as the Tennessee Two, guitarist Luther Perkins and bassist Marshall Grant.
Luther and I, when we didn't have any work in the shop, we'd get together with our guitars back in the dressing room and strum around a little bit and just have a lot of fun when the mechanics would come back in there and all, and that was the extent of it. And Roy followed me out of the dressing room one day, and he said, you know, Marshall, I've got a brother in the service that sings just like Hank Snow. And he said, when he gets out of service, I bet he'd like to get together with you guys sometime and pick a little bit. And so as time went along, in July of 1954, I looked up and I saw these two people walking in the overhead door. And I knew one of them was Roy, and I knew that the other one was his brother, J.R. And I had this funny little feeling as he walked down toward me. I just had a funny feeling, you know. It was like the back of my head on my neck was sticking straight out. And it wasn't long after that that we, along with Luther and his wife, Bertie, and John and Vivian and Etta, my wife and myself, we just got together as friends and we started playing these three guitars.
Well, you said you had enough. You said that you were leaving. I said, shove off, honey, baby. I ain't grieving. Pack your bags and pull out this evening. There's a wide open road.
Johnny, Luther, and Marshall knew that they were onto something. So Perkins and Grant took a leap and invested in an electric guitar and stand-up bass. Meeting in Marshall Grant's house one evening after work, the idiosyncratic and elemental sound of Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two was born.
Well, you said you had enough. You said that you were leaving. I said, shove off, honey, baby. I ain't grieving. Pack your bags and pull out this evening. There's a wide open road.
A lot of people think that we spent 10 years of our career, of our life, developing the sound of that boom-chicka-boom-chicka sound of Johnny Cash, Tennessee Two, when in fact, the first 8 bars that we ever played together in our entire life, that sound was right there. Our inability at that point had more to do with the success of Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two than our ability, because we had no ability, and we were loaded with inability.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Before we go any further, I'd like to tell you about the fellows we have with us, in case you haven't met them. The Tennessee Two, of course, have been with me for about 7 years, and ever since we've been in this racket business. Well, you know him, don't you? That's Luther Perkins. Let's make him up. The fellow on the chewing gum is the best bass player on stage right now. And a very good boy, because everything he steals, he sends to his mother. Marshall Grant.
We were just a plain old hillbilly band with a plain old country style. We never played the kind of songs that'd drive anybody wild. Played a railroad song with a stomping beat. We played a blues song, kind of slow and sweet. But the thing that knocked them off of their feet was hoo-wee. When Luther
played the boogie woogie Luther, 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 played the boogie in the strangest kind of way. Play it strange. Did our best to entertain everywhere we'd go. We'd nearly wear our fingers off to give the folks a show. Played jumping jives to make them get in a groove. We played sad songs real slow and smooth, but the only thing that'd make them move was hooey. When Luther played the boogie woogie, 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 Luther the boogie in the strangest kind of way. Now didn't Luther play the boogie strange?
Johnny Cash and the Tennessee Two, singing about themselves in 1955. Cash continued to develop his material, including the breakout song that would be his first single, Marshall Grant.
So after about a month, John came over to the house one night and he had this poem. He said, I got a song if we can get it out of this poem. And that poem was called Hey Porter.
Hey Porter, would you tell me the time? How much longer will it be till we cross that Mason-Dixon line? At daylight, would you tell that engineer to slow it down? Or better still, just stop the train, cause I want to look around. Hey Porter, what time did you say? How much longer will it be till I can see the light of day? When we hit Dixie, will you tell that engineer to ring his bell? And ask everybody that ain't asleep to stand right up and yell. Hey Porter, it's getting light outside. This old train is puffing smoke and I have to strain my eyes. But ask that engineer if he will blow his whistle, please. Cause I smell frost on cotton leaves and I feel that southern breeze. Hey Porter, please get my bags for me. I need nobody to tell me now that we're in Tennessee. Go tell that engineer to make that lonesome whistle scream. We're not so far from home, so take it easy on the steam. Hey Porter, please open up the door. When they stop this train, I'm gonna get off first, cause I can't wait no more. Tell an engineer, I said thanks a lot, and I didn't mind the fare. I'm gonna set my feet on southern soil and breathe that southern air.
Train pulling into the station there. Hey Porter, it's Johnny Cash's song of triumphal return to the South by railroad, recorded 1955 at Sun Records, just a few blocks down Union Avenue in Memphis from the very automotive shop where Marshall and Luther worked. Johnny especially wanted to record his gospel songs, and he was persistent in getting the attention of Sun Records producer Sam Phillips, he later told Terry Gross.
I was fully confident that I was going to see Sam Phillips and to record for him. I thought, I'm going to get on Sun Records. So I called him and he turned me down flat. Then 2 weeks later, I called, turned down again. He told me over the phone that he couldn't sell gospel music, so because it was independent, not a lot of money, you know. So I didn't press that issue, but one day I just decided I'm ready to go, so I went down with my guitar and sat on the front steps of his recording studio and met him when he came in. And I said, "I'm John Cash. I'm the one that's been calling. And if you'd listen to me, I believe you'd be glad you did." And he said, "Come on in." That was a good lesson for me, you know, to believe in myself. And he responded most to a song of mine called "Hey Porter," which was on the first record. But he asked me to go write a love song, or maybe a bitter weeper. So I wrote a song called "Cry, Cry, Cry." Went back in and recorded that for the other side of the record.
Everybody knows where you go when the sun goes down. I think you only live to see the lights uptown. I wasted my time when I would try, try, try. 'Cause when the lights have lost their glow, you'll cry, cry, cry.
Johnny's biggest hit for Sun came in 1956. Bassist Marshall Grant sets the scene at a Rhodes sound check in Longview, Texas.
I'm on one side of the stage and John is on the other side of the stage. And I'm making these little runs that I heard on record all the time. I go boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. And John came walking over and he said, "Marshall, what is that you're doing? Can you do it again?" I said, "Yeah, I can do it." And I said, "Boom, boom, 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 boom." And he leaned up to him and he said,
"I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line."
So the next Saturday night, we went back to the Louisiana Hayride and tore the house down with it.
Back on the show tonight is that tall, dark, and handsome young man from Memphis, Tennessee, Johnny Cash. Johnny's going to sing an unusual song he wrote called "I Walk the Line." Johnny Cash.
Thank you very much, Frank.
Coming back from Louisiana Hayride, and we decided we'd see if we could find it on the radio. John was sitting in the co-pilot seat, as we called it, and he went across the dial one time searching for it, and one pass we heard, "I Walked the Line" 13 times.
"You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line." "I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line."
The hypnotic rockabilly paean to "Love's Costs," "I Walk the Line," enshrined in America's musical memory, in many ways, according to Johnny Cash's sister, Joanne Cash Yates.
My cell phone ring is "I Walk the Line." Believe it or not, that one, "I Walk the Line," was a download. So, of course, I said, "Wow, who's got 'I Walk the Line' as a ring?"
More of the many shades of the man in black in a minute on American Roots.